It is time once again for our Chatham County Roundup segment. Love doing this every Tuesday here on 97.9 The Hill as we chat with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to see what is happening in the Chatham community. And joining me on the phone to talk a little bit about what's going on in the local government aspect of it is Chatham County Commissioner, Chair of the Board, Karen Howard. Karen, happy Tuesday. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be back as usual.
Yeah, and there is a good bit for us to talk about, too. Coming up on Monday is the first Board of Commissioners meeting of the month, and it has a pretty important agenda item, which is figuring out how to fill an empty seat on the board. Is that correct?
That's right. So we decided that so the process is that the county commissioners actually get to make the appointment. But given that the Democratic Party won that seat, the practice has been to get a recommendation from the party and then to act on that at a subsequent board meeting. We actually normally have two meetings on our schedule. We usually cancel the first one and just go with the second one. This month, we're going with that first one because we think it's important to have a full board seated for some of the hearings that are coming up in February and beyond. So we are planning to do that at our Monday board meeting.
It is certainly.
And the recommendation was made, actually. There was a recommendation made.
Oh, okay.
By the party. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that anything that you can share just yet? And I imagine that the commissioners haven't really discussed too much about whether they want to go with that recommendation or kind of roll with their own. But I know that this appointment process is an interesting one because, you know, obviously county commissioners, local government, often decided by votes of the people. And we've seen a couple of instances, even including here in Orange County, where the appointment is made just to go ahead and fill the seat, usually by somebody that the Democratic Party or whatever party the departing person was gets supported by. Mm-hmm. And so usually there's it's kind of some interesting elements, interesting conversations around it.
There is. And you know, we had three applicants for the seat. I did not attend the Democratic Party meeting last week, but it's a very diverse community in Chatham. And our applicants reflected that. There was a Hispanic male, a white woman who is deeply involved in the agricultural field, and a black former superintendent of Chatham County Schools. He is the recommendation. And we will be having that conversation and potentially making that appointment on Monday. And one of the things that we have felt is important in the course of our work as a board is that when we have a new board member joining, that we're unanimous in our support of that person. So I have some confidence that we will go with the recommendation. But obviously, it is up to the board to have that discussion and make the determination to vote on that.
Well, we will certainly be finding out on Monday afternoon and evening. ChathamCountyNC.gov is going to have the agenda and meeting materials and details on how this applicant and selection process works for Chatham County's Board of Commissioners. We're speaking with the chair of the commissioners, Karen Howard, on 97.9 The Hill. And know that there's been a lot of other things happening around our local governments here in Chatham and Orange counties. Certainly something that happened yesterday that we were keeping an eye on, and I'm curious if Chatham was too, was that Orange County received an allotment of N95 masks from the state health department. I believe this was part of the federal shipment that was purchased. Mm-hmm. The goal, of course, of the N95s, better protect people against the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. And those things went like hotcakes, Karen. It sounds like that about 14,000 masks or so were gone in the span of a couple hours, partially because that the health department was giving them out in boxes of 20. But still, that's a lot of demand for these masks. And I'm curious if Chatham County's health department is kind of keeping an eye on that, if there are plans for similar distribution or kind of what the move is.
Yeah, so we did receive an allotment of masks, and we're still in conversation about how best to deploy those resources. You know, they're one-time use, and so whether we're thinking about and working through with our health department whether it makes more sense to have them available for emergency use, what we have been doing as a county is keeping supplies of masks available for people that show up at our facilities and don't have one. Have forgotten theirs in their car, at home, whatever. So we have those on hand, and we're still continuing to distribute those. But how we will distribute this larger allotment is we're still not certain, hoping to get some guidance and direction in the next couple of days.
I spoke with, I think it was Carborough Mayor Damon Siles about this ahead of the distribution, but it does kind of remind me, especially now that we know that Orange County's allotment was gone in a heartbeat, it does kind of remind me of the very initial days of the pandemic and when we were beginning to figure out, you know, okay, so we do need these masks. Where do we get one? They were also going very quickly. People not sure what the best types of masks are. But, you know, compared to where we were at that time too, Karen, we are in a much better position now based on vaccines being available, based on at least other many face masks being available for free for community members and several other measures taken, a lot more research being done to know more about COVID-19. But I'm curious if you've been noticing those parallels too, because it does seem like we're trying to move into this kind of next phase of adapting to COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And I think that you're right. We've gotten to this point where I think people are somewhat wary of the pandemic in itself, but are also still trying to be cautious and do their part to protect their friends and neighbors in our community. So, yeah, I think we're absolutely there. And how we manage these next few months might really be the tipping point for getting us into a summer that is kind of sees the end of this level of the pandemic. And certainly, you know, I think we're all ready for it. And we are, I would say, the vast majority of people in the community and the vast majority of the people that I've come into contact with in the course of meetings, et cetera, are committed to doing that their small bit to get us there.
We're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, here on the Chatham County Roundup. ChathamCountyNC.gov is the local government's website to go to if you want to learn more about what's going on around their health department, what they've got suggested for COVID-19 responses, measures, anything to take along those lines. They've got some excellent tools there. Anything else happening around the county government or anything else in that meeting coming up on Monday that you want to flag for people, Karen? I know that it seems like January has really flown by, but the local government's not kind of getting out of a sleepy winter break period like the rest of us might be.
Yeah. So that meeting is really just intended. It's going to be a very short one with the focus on getting that board member appointed. We do have some advisory committees that are still seeking membership, and we may have a few of those on our consent agenda, but really that this meeting is intended to be focused on appointing the new board member and making a plan for their swearing in the following meeting. So we are having our regular meeting on February 21st.
Got it.
And that will be our full agenda of regular items.
Got it. You mentioned the advisory boards. I know that the county government did kind of issue another call for volunteers, and we see our local governments do this pretty frequently. But can you share in your perspective, in your mind, Karen, why it's important for different community members to volunteer to serve on such boards?
Absolutely. For one, it's a wonderful way of giving back to your community based on your experience and expertise. And we have such a depth of knowledge and skill and expertise in our communities that can be forwarded for the benefit of the rest of our citizens. So when we have groups like the Affordable Housing Committee, when we have the Economic Development Corporation, all of these groups, organizations, nonprofits, boards, committees that are seeking volunteer participation, they are an opportunity for us to have a rich, diverse voice, experience, and input into so many of the things that happen in local government. You know, it's easy to think that everything that happens with the elected. That is not true. The vast majority of the work that is done in and around local government is through the staff and then our advisory boards. So when we look at public health, our public health board, those are people with deep experience in their field and very relevant. And as you can see now, with the pandemic, the experience and voice of our public board of public health has really been helpful for us. So I just cannot recommend enough that people look into ways that they can participate in these boards. It's a great way of giving back, and it's also a wonderful way of learning about our community. You know, we tend to live in silos. We know what we know, and we're around the people and parts of our community that we're around. Serving on these boards really will help develop a really broad, well-rounded sense of who we are and the needs of our community.
You mentioned the Public Health Board and all the kind of experts or past experts that are on it. That does not have to be the case, depending on the advisory board or the committee that has an open spot. If you're looking to learn something, or if there's something that you're passionate about and you want to share your thoughts on that and share community members like yourselves' perspective to the board, then that's a great way to get involved. Yep. You don't have to necessarily have a set of qualifications, I don't believe.
No. Yeah. No. We absolutely have boards that just an interest would be beneficial. Our library advisory committee, Partnership for Children has specific slots that do require expertise, but I think anyone with a real interest in education can look at ways that they can volunteer in these kinds of spaces. Anyone with an interest in ag and farming can look at ways that they can participate in advisory boards and committees that touch on those topics.
Well, again, if that sounds of interest to you, ChathamCountyNC.gov is going to have way more details on that, including details on what committees and advisory boards are looking for members right now. We have a few more minutes remaining with Chair of the County Commissioners, Karen Howard, here on 97.9 The Hill. So wanted to check, is there anything else that you want to highlight, Karen, any upcoming events in the community? I know today is the first day of Black History Month, and usually we see our local governments recognize that in several different ways.
Yes, and so our library is going to be putting on some programming over the next couple of weeks in February, focusing on the contributions of African Americans to our community and to America, as well as the Community Remembrance Coalition, which is working to ensure that we remember the sacrifice, the loss of so many lives in Chatham, but in particular those that were lynched in Chatham. There is a Black historical walking tour of Pittsboro that you can find on the library, Chatham Historical Community's Facebook webpage, as well as the NAACP's website. And then there will be opportunities to highlight individuals over the course of the month that will be done by the Pittsboro chapter of the NAACP.
Tons of ways to learn about history, to recognize and reflect on that history, and to celebrate Black history and culture in this month, both in the Chatham community and over here in Orange County, too. Again, ChathamCountyNC.gov is going to have information on what's happening around the Chatham County government. And Commissioner Karen Howard, we always enjoy having you on. We look forward to the next time you're able to come on to the Chatham County Roundup.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I look forward to it.